I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control has recently expanded the agency's newborn screening requirements to include a test for severe combined immunodeficiency. To talk about this disease and new testing required for all newborn babies in South Carolina is Dr. Michelle Hudspeth. She is the Division Chief for Pediatric Hematology Oncology at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Hudspeth, tell us about severe combined immunodeficiency. What is this disorder?
This is a very, as the name tells you, a very severe disorder that really is life-threatening if not treated. And many people think of this disease as quote, bubble boy disease, and meaning that these are infants that really have no immune system. The slightest cold that you and I handle with ease can be deadly for these children. So they really are incredibly immunocompromised, and it's a condition that 80% of the time there's no family history of, and so it's really something that sort of comes out of the blue and that most families are never expecting.
And how common is this in South Carolina? Do we have numbers?
Well, we're learning that. For a time, it was thought to be about 1 in 100,000 births, but as some other states have begun screening, as you might expect, we're finding that it was really becoming more common than we thought because many cases were simply being missed. So we think that it's more like 1 in 50,000. So we would expect probably 2 to 3 infants per year in South Carolina to be born with this disease.
And why is this screening such a big step forward in our state?
So in general, when these babies are born, they look like any other baby. They usually present to doctors at several months of age because they're failing to gain weight. They have a severe infection. And at that point, then the diagnosis may or may not be made because, again, it's very rare. But the treatments are much harder to go through, much harder to cure these infants if they're very sick at that time. However, if you flip the table and you can identify these babies early and get them the treatment they need in that first month or so of life, they have a survival rate of up to 90%.
Wow.
And so it's really a chance to make a difference.
Now, this screening is mandatory throughout our state and other states as well, I assume?
So in 2010, it was a big step forward. The Department of Health and Human Services recommended that this be added to all the state panels. And as of January of this year, 26 states are screening. Wisconsin was the first state to start. By the end of 2015, we expect 17 more states to be on board.
And so this test is really just part of that blood test that the newborn baby gets.
That's right. It doesn't require anything extra for the baby. Most people may be familiar that the babies have their heels pricked and the blood is placed on a little almost cardboard card. And so it's that same process. It doesn't require anything extra. All the testing is able to be done from that card.
And how accurate is this screening?
It's incredibly accurate. So the false positive rate is well below 1%.
And for a baby who is identified as having SCIDS, what happens next?
So we have a terrific system in place, and I can't say enough good things about DHEC and Kathy Tomasidis, who really helped put this together. But they have an implementation system to notify not only the primary care provider for that child, but also an immunologist. We've divided the state into zones, and so both of those people will be identified so we can get the next step of additional testing and really get these babies protected. Because as I mentioned to you, a common cold could be deadly in these infants, and so we have to reach them quickly and get the proper measures in place.
And then what is the treatment? Typically?
Bone marrow transplant. And amazingly enough, even doing a half-match transplant from their mother, and everyone's mother is a half-match transplant, is curative up to 85-90% of the time. So it's really the chance that you have to impact the disease in the first 3 months of life.
Dr. Hudspeth, thank you so much for providing this update about the new SCID screening program in South Carolina.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.